Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. As you can probably hear, I've done lots of preparation for this show today. A lot of preparation, and it's took most of my voice away from me. So we're going to tread gently through the show this morning. Joining me in studio, I have two fabulous guests on this Culture Thursday. Both guests are here because of a simple thing. Mr. Newry said to me, Ms. Green, I didn't even know we had this much rock music in, like, we had rock bands and rock music in the Bahamian cultural landscape. You have no idea what's going on in New Providence while you at work in the nighttime when we all out here being bad. And joining me in studio is Mr. Arnold Rapp Wilson, our local archivist who collects history, culture, the stories of our lives, and I've asked the two of them to join me this morning. I want everybody to introduce themselves quickly. Mr. Wilson?
Morning. I'm Arnold Wilson, Rap Wilson. I'm just a collector of musical groups from the early 70s, 80s, and 90s. And I just thought it fitting that to bring a little of my collection to show Aaron Green. Now, with the rock, there was only one group I could think of was known for playing a lot of rock music. It used to be in the Beaumont Arcade on Bay Street.
All right.
That's about the size of it. But that was like a late night club when everybody else done finished partying and they go there until like 3 o'clock at 4 o'clock in the morning. So that's where the rock really kicks off from.
Mm-hmm. It's such an interesting space, right? Because like you said, that's the after party. But when you realize how the tourism industry works in the Bahamas, most people get up and they think everybody works from 9 to 5. They don't understand why people are on the road sort of urgently trying to get somewhere at 9 o'clock in the morning, 9:30. Well, that's because a large percentage of us don't work that traditional 9 to 5 shift. Many people work off shifts, especially those in the tourism industry and those who work alongside the tourism industry. And so you had those spots where once that last shift is over in the hotel, or that second shift, so the midnight shift begins, or the 2 o'clock shift begins, those people that just got off at 2 o'clock.
That is the reason why I said they were late night, and they were right on Bay Street. Because they also had a block away, a pizza parlor, which stays open until like 5 o'clock in the morning. For the same reason that people who, you know, go to the rock and listen to the rock band, and it's a place to go and have breakfast. And then you go wherever. But it was where it was on Bay Street. It was ideal for a lot of people that comes off the ship who were actually, well, it was a late night spot. Let's put it like that.
See, actually, I don't know if you remember. I'm of the era where Imperials street, right? And so we used to go to the latest movie, the last movie showing, and then afterwards we would go to Imperials. And the thing about Imperials was, you know, Rasta don't like to jam upon other man, right? But Imperials, everybody had to, at one point before the renovation, everybody had to jam in that one space to make sure they hear their number when it get called. Because the place was always packed with that late night crowd. And so you had places like Billabong. You had places like the pub. What's the one where you walk downstairs? It was right...
Drop off.
Right, the drop off. You had Waterloo, right? And I'm going to tell you, I don't know half the names. I don't... So I'm a Waterloo era person, right? And that was my main spot. Then there was Green Parrots. Then there was Hammerheads. But if you know these spots, then you know the bands and artists that unsung, right? And no marquee, but they were faithful performers, faithful entertainers. They knew the people were coming to relax, to blow off steam, to have a good time. And they were always there to make a joyous noise. And so let's say good morning to members of M47.
Good morning.
Hello.
Gavin?
Gavin, yeah.
Yep, and Ashley.
Yep.
Now, I've seen Gavin and Ashley play multiple times in multiple formations, different bands, different iterations of sound. And so it is my pleasure today to host M47 and to talk about their newly released single, Please. Awesome, awesome. So Mr. Wilson, the archivist, you have a documentary that's out now on Bahamian Heritage Series.
Yes.
It's been out for a minute. I was excited to watch it.
Yeah, it was like a story how I got started in my collection,
mm-hmm.
the magnitude of it. But she was able, this lady, Barbara Wilson, did. I was quite pleased how it turned out.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives a lot of people who know me that I keep stories through everything. Not just one particular
subject.
Mm-hmm. So that is the reason why I think this came out quite timely for me.
Absolutely. So the first question I want to ask is, how do you store and display the things that you have archived?
Well, I consider it a late night hobby. All right, I don't have to go outside. So any hour of the night, I can just get up and put them in this folder. But my biggest challenge now is putting them in order, because I had a habit, whenever I cut it out of the newspaper, I just put it out in a box. So now, like 2018, things like that, with stories, I am just putting it in this folder now.
Well, I'm going to need to link you with the archive unit at the University of the Bahamas, so they could send you some interns who are looking for extra credits to help you collate and organize your collection, because I was going to ask, have you started a process of digitization, of taking pictures of each thing you have so you could have a secondary or digital catalog as well?
Well, I met with the, I might pronounce it properly, the Antiquities,
yeah.
Right. And what they suggest really put a damper on me now, because I have all these stories, but they suggest I need to have an index.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the challenge, because I have one page, might have three different stories.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a challenge for me to find some. I can find it. But if I read it, it was on the cover of the folder.
Right, and because if you had to send somebody else
exactly.
to find it, they would be, it
so
would
that
be
is,
difficult.
So that is the challenge I have right now. But everything I have is already digital.
Right. Well, I can throw it out there again. I'm hoping that some UB students see this as an opportunity, right, to... build their portfolio as an archivist to say, hey, listen, I sat down, I worked with one of the country's leading archivists to assist him in indexing and digitally documenting what it is he has in his collection. Now, I found a wonderful article in the Nassau Guardian from 2013, 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. The title is Arnold Wilson's Sports Collection Noteworthy.
That's why I said to you, I want others to know that I have more than just the sporting part of it.
I understand.
That's why I said that.
Okay.
They only know me by being around softball
mm-hmm.
and baseball. Other than that, they don't really know exactly what my collection entails.
So tell us, what are some of the highlights of your collection, other than the sports side?
Well, I also keep stories on historical buildings.
Okay.
Which was destroyed, mm-hmm. and no one knew exactly what was in that spot.
Okay.
So
that's important.
That is what, I can be appreciated by many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I'm a Saxon by birth, mm-hmm. and a spirit in spirit.
Okay.
But I hear you are one of the leading collectors of Valley Boy history, culture, and documentation.
Earlier.
Okay.
It seems to be a repeat because there's so much other people have their version, and every sort of person who follow a certain group mm-hmm. will keep things on them. And then I discover that I don't want to continue keeping the stories what other people keep. Just
I got you. I have a listener who sent me a photo from a Grand Bahama Junkanoo Festival. And he said that he had a hard time convincing people that there was actually a parade in Grand Bahama. But he has this picture. And of course, he has his memories of experiencing it as proof. I want, if that listener is listening, Mr. Arnold Rapp Wilson perhaps can be a source of assistance, right? To find more images or stories about. I had a listener who said, hey, I am certain there was a parade in Grand Bahama, and he had a picture of it. From your archive, do you know if there were any actual parades in the, say, 60s, 70s, 80s in Grand Bahama, Junkanoo parades?
No, but they always had a smaller version. It just seemed to the past 10, 15 years now, it's a big deal in the sense that they go down there on New Year's Day.
Okay.
But they've always had a smaller version
okay.
of Junkanoo.
Absolutely.
Always.
Okay.
And also, mm-hmm. the club, like I was explaining earlier about the rock music.
Yes.
It's named the Smuggler's Pub. You ever heard of it?
No, but I've heard of Smugglers, though.
Yeah. They're one of the
Wharf. Right.
That being there from day one. This story is actually from 1973. So
right.
that should tell you that was where all the rock
Listen,
music was being played.
I have right? to read this ad out loud for y'all. Smugglers Pub, every Saturday night we will have this special, the best meal in town. You have your choice of char-broiled or cooked to your choice. Listen, steak, lobster, grouper, shrimp, or pork chops. On Bay Hotel Arcade, 8 a.m. to 1, they open 8 a.m. to 1 a.m. daily. But listen, full course meal, including soup, salad, dessert, coffee, and a free glass of wine for the hefty price of $6.75. This was April 7th, 1973. Ronnie Butler, did you know it was going to happen? This steak dinner for $6.75? What a time, what a time. The Smuggler's Pub.
Yeah, that's the name of the pub. that's why I said it's very few. And then they also, when this club opened up out West Bay Street, it's called the Bloom. I might pronounce it differently.
Mm-hmm.
But it used to be right on the main street, right a block away from Premier Importers.
Okay.
It was the same type of group used to go down there and play. I mean, they got a little bit bigger. So they got a bigger place because the place on Bay Street wasn't huge, but it was really closely knit
mm-hmm.
and far as the rock music is concerned.
Wow.
But it's the same group, a part of the group, went down there and established their rock music.
Gavin and Ashley, let's call off the names of all of the bars, pubs, establishments that we know used to play rock music or still music. I know Hammerheads,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Waterloo, Green Parrot, The Drop-Off.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, The Drop-Off is still operational right now, right? Some young people, at least. So I have a video, I have a song on my playlist. I think it's of Johnny Christie and the Floating Boats performing in that space. I think it's that space, the old Drop-Off.
Yeah.
Where y'all used to perform, where did y'all go to listen to rock music?
Yeah, Hammerheads was a main spot. And I played there a few times with Subculture. There's another
right.
band that still plays.
Yeah.
And Waterloo, all those places you mentioned, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was years ago.
Yeah, Crazy Johnny's.
Crazy Johnny's.
Rock and Roll Cafe. Yeah. And let's say subculture, let's send a shout out to John, not Uncle John.
Yeah.
Producer's getting a little... Okay, we're going to... let's take a... Oh, headphones. Put your headphones on, guys. Mr. Wilson, put your headphones on. Let's see if we can eliminate this sound. Here we go. Is that better? Yeah, that's better, right? Okay. So, Crazy Johnny's. And the video is, I have, the song I have is of subculture playing at, right? John Nutt, Uncle John.
Yeah.
Becky. Ricky. Terry Johnson.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I have all of the members of the band, but that's the core that I know. Yeah. And those guys, Ricky, one of the best drummers in the country. And what's sweet about this community is that bands, I mean, there may be a little tension, but bands understand and sort of need to share resources, and they give band members the space to perform with other groups, with other sounds, right, to develop other interests as well. And so I imagine that's a beautiful space of tension and magic, right? Because somebody like Ricky, customs officer, the best drummer in the country as far as I'm concerned, every band wants him. The jazz artists want him. The reggae artists want him. The rock artists want him. Just a man in demand.
Yeah.
And so in this moment, M47 is the new band. Which bands have you played with before M47?
Subculture. I was with them for a few years. And there was another one... Balance, I think it was called. Just a lot of friends that were in and out of groups and starting bands, and then they kind of reformed into new things, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm still playing with Willis and the Illest. It's a reggae rock band. And he started with us. He was the first drummer for us, but we went through several after that. But he was great.
Yeah.
And they're still going strong, and I'm still a part of that.
Mm-hmm. So. I just want to ask a quick question, right? Do Behemoths listens to rock?
Yeah.
I mean, I see you here, and you see you promoting and say, well, we have a big band, we playing, but Bahamians listen to rock?
Yeah.
Lots of Bahamians listen to rock. Mm-hmm. And I think a part of it, I want to say part of it is cultural imperialism, but not in a bad way, right? Not in a bad way. It's the music that we listen to. The 80s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. And then do you know the famous Canadian rock star Sebastian Bach? You know him?
No.
You never heard of him? You guys know him, right?
Yeah.
He's born in Grand Bahama.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And so I got a text here that said, Miss Green, you can't play these songs and don't tell us who they are. So the song, I think the song we opened with was Will You by Johnny Christie and the Floating Boats, right? Johnny Christie is a longtime staple of the rock scene in the Bahamas. A guy, and like, he's an example of the Bahamian dream, right? I am it, and so I will do it. He said, I'm a rock star. And I'm going to make rock music. And a wonderful collection of music. My only complaint from the rock music is encapsulated, you know, in video or audio. We have a lot of live performances of people, but not enough artists have taken the time to put down a single, to record a track and put it out there. But we're going to get into some of that. Producer, let's play the most famous Bahamian rock star we know. Play that song at the bottom of the list by Mr. Lenny Kravitz.
American woman, stay away from me. American woman, mama, let me be. Don't come hanging round my door. I don't wanna see your face.
Okay, producer, I got a lot of songs on the list. So that's Lenny Kravitz. We all know Lenny Kravitz, perhaps one of the most famous rockers of all time. We heard Johnny Christie and the Floating Boats. Now, Mr. Newry, I've played music by that group Foreign Sound, right? We played that song, The End. Producer, play the song by Maz Joaquin and Fabian Fountain, Eyes of Glass. So Maz, I think, is the lead singer from Foreign Sound. And this song was produce and perform long before, I think, before the creation of Foreign Sound. This is Maz Joaquin and Fabian Fountain, Eyes of Glass.
Eyes of glass, you walk right past through me, though I call to
just a beautiful song. We'd call that folk rock, right? That's in the folk rock. Now, producer, play Hints by M47. So this is your, is this your first track or just the most recent release before the new the most recent release?
Well, this was in 2022. It was the first one.
Okay. Yeah. So let's play Hints by M47, Gavin and Ashley.
Thinking of a way to make you laugh. Wanna be spontaneous and clever. Knowing my chances are next to never. Can this only loser win you over? Well, I think I'm gonna leave the party now. Don't know why I came here in the first place. Maybe it was just to look at your face. Been
gentlemen, I love this song. And let me tell you why. Because even I had that experience. Right? Like, I go to an event, I don't really know anybody there, but I know somebody can be there. I shy, I don't know what I could do. I sure, I, right? But maybe I just came to see your face. Maybe I could talk to you. How I could win you over. Like, every Bahamian, for certain, every Bahamian young man, right, has had that experience. Whether in rock or reggae or rap, right, as it's playing in, its, in their heads. But that resonated for me, and I'm sure it resonated with a lot of other Bahamians. Now, Nuri, you've heard that sound before, though, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Bahamians love that sound. Let's play. Now, before we play it, let's introduce for the audience your latest single.
And where can I find them?
Where? So, do you play live? Do you play in New Providence? Do you play in the Family Islands? Because let me tell you something. Elutra and Abaco. Yeah. Elutra and Abaco have live rock scenes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have plans to play live. Right now we're just focusing on writing and recording.
Okay.
We have played live before, but it's been a while. So we will keep everybody updated. You can follow us online. Just search M47 Official.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We're working on the website. Yeah, so stay tuned for that. You know, we can't announce anything yet, but we will. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. So introduce your latest track, please, to the audience.
All right, Please was recorded about, this was just like 5 weeks ago, so it was done really quickly, you know, mm-hmm. and we wanted to put something out, and we had the song written for a while, recorded at Bassman Studio with Kevin Dean, who played drums on the last song we just heard, yeah. Hints. I played drums on this one just because I wanted to show sort of Kevin how to, you know, how it goes, I guess.
Right.
And he just suggested that I track it, you know, to save time. But he's a great drummer. And Gavin?
Don't think I didn't forget you, you know, Kevin Dean. It's just that Ricky is my cousin.
He's great.
He's yeah, he's awesome. Yeah, man.
Recording us.
Okay.
So it saved time and you know, I just tracked the drums for Please, but Gavin was on the bass and he helped write the song.
All right.
And it was a really smooth process, so we put it out quickly and we're happy with it. Yeah.
All right. And before we play it, is there a theme? Is there a meaning to the song?
Yeah, it's all about honesty. The lyrics are really simple, but it's a very powerful, I think, truthful statement that you need somebody to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the foundation of the relationship.
All right.
So,
producer, let's play Please by M47. Gentlemen, I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, see, we often hear, we make fun of like young men, oh, I got to go to the studio, I'm a rapper. Baby, where you are? You coming home for the, no, I'm in the studio with my boy, I'm rapping, I'm working on it. But the truth is, artists need studio time. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not just the recording time that you spend in the studio, it's the creative time, the energetic time, the collaborative time in the studio. Are there enough recording studios in the Bahamas?
It's quite a few. It's quite a few. I mean, I've been to a few studios quite a bit here.
Yeah?
Yeah, home studios.
Okay.
Yeah.
And those home studios are putting out pretty decent quality work?
Yeah, some of them are, absolutely.
All right.
Home studios could do that these days.
Okay, now if I'm a young, aspiring artist, how do I find a studio? How do I find out where they are? Who's producing?
I guess it's word of mouth.
You just got to get on the scene and start asking questions?
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. You could imagine that there was a time when Bob Marley was recording in the Bahamas. Right? Like, this is not foreign. And it's definitely not a foreign sound. It's a good Motown, right? It is a part of the Bahamian experience, rock and roll music. As Beyonce ventures into country music and the country world is in an uproar, we remind people, it's, you know, people of color, they're not foreign to country music. And in the same way, our friend Thorpe, mother of the guitar, right? The roots are there. And so I wanted to take this opportunity to say to Bahamians, look here, this is, rock music is a part of the fabric of the Bahamian experience. It's not an injection of foreign culture. It's also a part of who we are. Mr. Wilson.
Also, that I can remember, the Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
There was a studio out west, Compass Point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the studio still exists now. I mean, the building is still there. There's a restaurant there. But that was quite known for the quality of production of music.
Right. Now imagine I'm listening to an album that I bought online, had to be shipped to the Bahamas, and then you flip it over to the back, and it says Compass Point, Bahamas on it. And as a young person, I was just like, wow. Right, and these are some of the. I mean, you see people, Bahamians, you say, "Oh, they biggity." There's a reason why they seem a little biggity, because they know the value of the experience of being a Bahamian. Mr. Wilson.
No, I only. That's what I wanted to mention. I also showed you a clipping with Lenny Travis.
Lenny Travis,
who he said he considered the Bahamas a home, because I did. I think he did some recording here also. Elsewhere.
Here's a quote from Lenny. He says, I bring one pair of pants, a couple of t-shirts, and no shoes. I'm not Lenny Kravitz here. I'm just Lenny. He said, I love the Bahamas and feel that I'm Bahamian through and through. I see it as my home, and I've helped to persuade others to come and live here. He said, although he was born in New York to a Bahamian mummy, he's a Bahamian through and through. And we say, welcome. Now, gentlemen, of your local artists and friends and performers, who's your favorite group or performer, or what is your favorite performance, which I think is slightly different from favorite group or performer?
Well, that's a tough question to answer because, you know, we're friends with everybody. You can't really pick out one, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm involved with Willis and the Illest, and I love that group and all the people involved with them. Valon Thompson is a good friend of mine. He's a guitar player. He's also a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known him for years. I've known Gavin for years, and we just keep in touch, you know. Like you said, Ricky,
mm-hmm.
he was great. Goes far as well, you know, with maintaining friendships. You have to have a, you know, positive attitude. We know a lot of people, so we can't really just pick out a few. You know?
I want to say good morning to Jerry Cash.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, belated birthday. Jerry Cash did not host this year his yearly event. Jerry Cash is responsible for hosting the best rock concert in the country every year, where he opens his home, builds a studio in his living room, a performing stage, and invites all and sundry to come and perform. And that's where you hear I've heard some of the best performances ever, right there at Jerry's birthday bash. And you say, happy birthday, Jerry. If it's belated, happy belated birthday. And we did miss you this year. But, you know, take care of whatever it is you take in care of. Jerry also, he didn't own the location, but he was a co-organizer of the bar that was there, Crazy Johnny's. And it was in an attempt to create a dedicated space for rock music. While rock music is a part of our culture, it's not necessary. And so Jerry felt like the rock world itself, the musicians and the audience, that we could grow something different or given an opportunity to expand in a different way by creating a dedicated space to rock music in the Bahamas, even if it was only on New Providence. And it was a sweet time. It was a very, very sweet time. Yes, Mr. Wilson?
Well, I have a question for either of you. If there is a choice to perform a concert, rock concert, is there some preference of where and what is needed? I mean, locally now. And is there any particular place that you will choose? And if there is, does this location require something specifically that will get your music on a higher level?
That's a good question. Good question, but a hard one to answer. There's a few venues that we've thought of, but we're not going to mention anything right now.
Mm.
Yeah, it's just tough because there's a lot of places, and then also you can just have a big open space.
So
the equipment, a good PA system.
So it's more effective in an open space than in an enclosed? For rock music?
It depends. You want that energy there, so it's nice to have everybody kind of together in a small space.
Mm-hmm.
I just prefer a nice open space.
So let me
stage.
Piggyback on that. Can there be a successful rock festival in the Bahamas?
Yeah, they had Soundwaves.
Right.
Tim Daniels is another good friend of ours, and mm-hmm. he's great with organizing all that, and that's continued on for a while. And
now, is that in New Providence or Abaco?
I think it's only been in New Providence.
Okay.
I might be mistaken. I think maybe they went to Eleuthera. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, there's a lot of people doing a lot of things, you know?
Yeah.
You just got to get out there and connect. And it's a lot happening. You know?
We need to find someone who dedicated to just sharing info on the local rock scene.
Yeah.
And maybe, well, all opportunities, hey, Mr. Newry, all opportunities for people to pick up something, not just a social calendar, but focused on particular genres of music.
Is there a rock circuit of traveling
examples? Is there a rock circuit of traveling artists?
Not that I'm aware of, but I could be wrong. There's just a lot of musicians, you know,
yeah.
And that's the way I kind of see it. You can say rock or you can say whatever genre. But it's all about music and creating sound, you know,
mm-hmm.
and whatever you're saying, whatever the message is in the music, just be truthful, I guess, and be honest with yourself, and then you can share that, and people will resonate, it'll resonate with people.
All right.
You know, so that's.
And then, producer, after the phone call, let's play the track Sweet Disposition. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron, and your guest. I remember I bought to the Bowman Arcade. I remember going to see Michael Jackson. The first time Michael Jackson played on MTV was right there. But they had one big solid disc on the roof.
Okay.
And I think it was the Irish Bar, because Patrick Day was a big day there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was young, but I put my head in the club, because American Express had an office there. And my mother would send me to do her credit card thing.
Okay.
But that was they exposed us to rock and roll. I remember like listening to Pink Floyd and AC/DC and Alice.
Mm-hmm.
Two to one, that would made Lenny Kravitz be a rock star, because his mother did not limit him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wanted the first black rocker. I mean, one of the first. I didn't. The next one was the guitarist. What's his name?
Slash.
Guy Young.
Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, Jimi Hendrix. Yeah.
Hendrix. But Lenny Kravitz always had his own style. He was always free thinker. He had long hair, dreads. He would curl it.
Don't like to wear
him,
T-shirt.
I Madonna.
Don't
New
like
York.
To cover up his shirt, his chest.
I saw him and Madonna. Man, he had his own style. He was a free thinker. But that place down Bay Street,
yeah, Smuggler's
they
Pub.
Exposed us to rock and roll because I was young, but there's a big satellite dish on the roof of the Bowman Arcade.
Listen, thank you for sharing that memory with us today. Mr. Wilson?
I think the challenge may be like with the rock music, it's like how the reggae first started here. It really wasn't accepted when Bob Marley came here in 1979. And that is something we're going to test your dedication of not whenever you're rejected from the first concert.
You don't worry about it.
Exactly.
Keep playing.
All right, because you are really introducing something different to another generation.
All right, before we go to the next track, I have a text here that says, where did y'all get the name M47 from? Because when I first heard it, I thought, I've been on the M47 in England.
We thought it was just a cool name.
It is.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, we were back and forth with a bunch of different names, and every time we thought maybe this could work, we'd search online, and there was already it was already taken, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just looked on a list of, like, military weapons and equipment,
mm-hmm.
and that was one of the weapons. It was an M47, but there's, you know, there's a lot of different names you could choose from. It's just simple, something you could remember, and... Yeah, we just kind of went with that.
It fits. Yeah. I like it, you know. And then when I heard the first song, I was like, yeah, this is an M47 for real. All right, producer, let's play that song, Sweet Disposition, by Matthew Pinder. Matthew, folk rock, right? A different style of rock.
He's a friend of ours as well. Great guy. Really
and
cool.
I want to say a prolific catalog of music.
Yeah.
Sweet voice. Now, singing with Matthew Pinder is... an individual, a gentleman, Shanton Martin, and he passed away recently, I think. And so he passed away recently. And so when I found this clip going through Matthew Pinder's song, I say, you know what? I want to play this one. It is the sweetest song. And so to the friends and family of Shanton, you know, we say we share our condolences with you. Producer, Sweet Dispositions by Matthew Pinder. To them.
Time of year to join the movement. It's time for the annual Guardian Media's healthy, wealthy, and wise fair. Saturday, March 2nd at the Mall of Marathon. Starting at 10 a.m., admission is free. Come and receive free health screenings by the walk-in clinic, fantastic product info, and sound financial advice. Participate in the exercise demonstrations by Natasha Brown, Outdoor Fitness Bahamas, and RF Exposure. There will also be a CPR demonstration by Superior Care, plus live performances by Blaudy, Johnny Cake, Shine, and Carrington McKenzie, ending with a Saxon superstar Junkanoo Rush Out. Join the movement. It's the annual Nassau Guardians Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair, Saturday, March 2nd at the Mall of Marathon.
Saturday, March 9th at Collins Estates Grounds, Collins Avenue, and Shirley Street. It's March Madness Grill Fest beginning at 12 p.m. There'll be lots of grilled food and tasty dishes. Grilled chicken, beef, fish, grilled that, grilled this, kung fritters, shrimp rolls, and fried barry too. Native sweets and treats, ice cold drinks, leaded and bingo tournament, live band and DJs. Proceeds in aid of our Disability Awareness Summer Camp and Junkanoo Group. For more information, call 804-1773. Powered by Bacardi's and the Royal Bahamas Defense Force.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. For those who know, they know. For those who remember, they were there. That's a, we opened up with a snippet of a cover of Born to Be Wild by Subculture at Crazy Johnny's. If you go online and you search that, right, Born to Be Wild, Subculture, Crazy Johnny's, you will see a video with people just having a good time. And Crazy Johnny's was always like that. From happy hour straight through to closing time, people went there to have a good time, right? And that was the atmosphere, that was the culture. And so people would go there because they know once they got there, whatever was happening on the inside, they're going to turn that into a good time. And you say thank you to Crazy Johnny and Captain. What was the boat captain's name who ran? I can't remember his
name.
Captain
Andy.
Captain Andy. Good morning, Captain Andy. I don't know where you is, but I hope you're remembering us here in New Providence. All right. A text here says, listen, how much... He says, if I build a studio, he's excited to get involved. How much does a studio session roughly cost?
Well, it depends. You know, anywhere from 50 to maybe 100, maybe 150 an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's not bad at all. It's a lot of skill and talent and resources that you're paying for in that hour.
And of course, it goes up. You know, there's Sanctuary Studios out in Albany. They're up to like 400 an hour or something like that. But that's the top of the line studio. A lot of big names come in through there. But for local, I guess more, affordable studios, that would be the sort of baseline price, 50 to 150.
So do you have to provide your own instruments or the instruments are there? I mean, for in the studio itself?
Yeah, well, the studio we worked at, Bassman, they have instruments. I bring my own guitars. Guitarists are like particular about with their instruments. So I bring my own and they have a nice drum set there that sounds great. And that's the one we use for both songs.
Okay.
But it depends, you know, a lot of musicians want to use their own instruments.
Yeah, because they're used to it. I want to say now to the parents, did you hear what he said? That some sessions could go up to $400 an hour. So when you're looking at your kids saying, why you want to be a music producer? Why you don't go be a lawyer? The best law firms, some of them charge $400 an hour.
Then you got to get it mixed.
Right.
And mastered.
Right.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of skill involved in producing a high quality record and a high quality sound and then putting it on record.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what's next for M47?
Live performances and more songs. We're gonna keep recording and release an album at some point. We're just gonna keep going.
All right. Yeah. Are you pure rock and roll, or are you open to collaborating with other sounds and infusing that in rock and roll?
Yeah, we have various styles within our the broad spectrum of the style that we call rock, but it's really just music, and so I write a lot on acoustic guitar, and we have songs sort of with that sort of vibe. we're open to collaboration with anybody. And like I said, I play in a reggae band as well. So I'm, you know, I'm into everything. I listen to everything.
Now,
so.
Gavin.
Yeah.
I'm ready to hear some rock artists cover traditional Bahamian songs. I want to hear a rock version of Burma Road, right? And then I want to hear rap artists sampling Bahamian rock, Bahamian break and scrape.
Yeah, why not?
I want to see this collaboration and this fusion pop up. And it was really started with the wonderful conversation Crazy Johnny started, right? The establishment of a space dedicated to rock and roll. And I think people just go and drink beer and listen to rock and roll. People think music inspires, right? And so for me, it was a question of how do we create space for musicians to do whatever they want to do, and how much does the space that they are creating in direct or lead what it is that they are creating. And so I'm excited about the potential for fusion. Here's another question. If a major hotel said, hey, we bring in foreign artists, we want to do a rock concert series where we pair a local Bahamian rock band, any genre, but with a foreign band of the similar or same genre, do we have enough bands and artists to do it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah?
It's really hard to kind of keep a band together and have everybody on the same page. That's the reason why a lot of people, I mean, from my experience, I was kind of in and out and working with different people, mm-hmm. but that helps because you get to learn from other musicians and you get to make connections and you support each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it can be done. Yeah,
absolutely. Mr. Wilson, I am glad, like you say, you're more than just sports. And, you know, as a Saxon, I have to say, I'm glad you're more than just the Valley. This music collection that you have, we have to figure out how to digitize all of it. But I think the musical creative space is desperately in need of archival support. Just the task of finding music and finding artists can be difficult if you don't know who you're looking for. Again, I'm going to call on UB students and staff at UB to think about the ways that the archival unit there can support what it is you do and archiving as a whole by assisting in indexing and digitally capturing everything that you have. Because maybe it may be easier to determine how you're going to store it. But thank you for the work that you've done. An unsung hero in this world. Next time you come, we have to talk about Gumbe music. Do you have any documentation of Gumbe music in the newspapers, media?
There was a supplement that I had from when the Gumbe started on Bay Street, okay, which was in the early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if they... Actually, that was like a tourism promotion thing.
Okay,
so
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
they didn't elaborate a lot on the event,
mm-hmm.
because, I mean, they mentioned a band,
yeah,
and how they were dressed.
Do you have a copy of the Perry Como promotional tourism video?
No, I don't have video.
Well, listen, if anybody out there has a copy, gentlemen, have you seen it?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? Nuri, you seen it?
Yeah.
Well, when I was a little child, this is how I know Don't Squeeze the Mango. This is how I know about Blind Blake. There was a Ministry of Tourism promotional video. There's a video of Blind Blake speaking with Perry Como about how Love, Love Alone came to be. Both of these Bahamian musicians and performers. And the first time I could remember hearing Don't Squeeze the Mango, and a number of Bahamian songs. And so if anybody out there has that video, let's put it on disc and let's share it to ZNS, Ministry of Tourism, and as many, and of course me, share it with me. M47, before you go, any last words?
Thank you, Aaron. Mm-hmm. Thank everybody here. We are really happy to be here. And this is our first radio interview, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, we just started in 2021. The end of 2021, so, you know, it's been a it's seemingly a slow process, but those couple of years went by really fast. Mm-hmm. And we're just back at it with, you know, better energy. Yeah, I sobered up, which is a big thing for me. Staying sober now is a new way of life, and it helps mm-hmm. me to focus, you know.
All right.
Gavin's been sober, I think, 11 years.
11 years.
So,
yeah.
You know, and the rock music and that lifestyle can get a little crazy, and it did. And, you know, I would just say to anybody out there struggling with any substance abuse or addiction that sobriety is the way to go.
Mm-hmm. And, no doubt, Mr. Wilson.
And that's why I said to you off air, you know, the rock music could be similar to how the reggae started in the Bahamas. Just don't be discouraged if you didn't have a good showing at the very first
time
event.
Out.
Yeah. So you just got to stick with it. And I said that off air, now I'm saying it on here mm-hmm. to let people know that it's something new. Just look at it like that.
And it's something a lot of, I think, rock artists navigate, right? Because you can become a heavy drinker in that space if you weren't. I've been to Waterloo. I've been to the place as a young person. The culture, have a drink, right? But I know a lot of rock artists that intentionally create spaces for people that are sort of alcohol free, right? And it's sort of why Crazy Johnny's was created, for a dedicated space for rock. People want to create safe spaces for members of their community. Yep. And look here, M47, just as we go, producer, I want you to play the track by Helen Klinaris or play another track by Matthew Pinder. Matthew Pinder is also spectacular and has been performing for a long time. Yep. New musicians, who should I look out for?
Wow, that's a tough one. There's, you know, anybody out there that's just starting out, right? Mm-hmm. Just keep going. And like my friend here said, don't get discouraged. You know, it's one of those things. Just keep stay true to yourself.
Okay.
It's not easy, but it's not impossible. And do it for the love of doing it. You know, mm-hmm. don't expect any big results right away. But you know, the just embrace the experience. You know, and keep writing, keep recording. Do what you can, you know, don't give up.
Absolutely. You guys, you got to go as soon as we go to a break, before Guardian Radio AM starts, go to YouTube, search M47, hit subscribe, hit the arrow again and hit all so you get anything they put out. And then go listen to Hints and listen to Please by M47. This is Matthew Pinder. Listen, this gentleman's voice is just wonderful. And I'm glad that y'all are a part of a community that inspires others to create just beautifulness. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me today, Mr. Wilson. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to have you back soon. I think maybe sooner than these guys, because one of y'all going to Abaco, right? Yeah. I think one way we can grow this space is, hey, I heard the R&B Lee pop band, high school pop band, was carrying on bad the other day. You guys introduce a little rock, pop rock, into their curricula and see what magic they create. You guys have a wonderful day. This is On the Clock with Aaron Green. Mr. Rap Wilson? Okay, there you go. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to have you in your archive back, sir, if you will entertain me. Mr. Nuri, thank you so much for coming today. You guys have a wonderful day.
But in the golden hour, it's you I find. I don't wanna go inside.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.